You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Secretary of State John Kerry says Paris will recover after suffering the worst attacks on its soil since the end of World War II.
I'm confident that over the next days, Paris, which knows how to rebound, will do so.
129 people were killed Friday in a series of coordinated terror attacks across the City of Light claimed by ISIS. Speaking in Paris today, where he's meeting with French President Francois Hollande, Secretary Kerry defended the U.S. strategy for combating ISIS.
We've gained more territory. Daesh has less territory. We've taken out leaders. We've liberated significant communities, Tikrit, Baiji Refinery, communities in Syria.
New Yorkers are showing solidarity with Paris terror victims in their own unique way. Hundreds, including this man, gathered at the 9/11 memorial in Lower Manhattan yesterday in a show of support.
This in New York in the United States is the logical place to have it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Commuters on Washington, D.C.'s metro system will see increased security for the unforeseen future. Riders can expect more canine units sweeping through stations and random bag checks. Metro Transit Police Chief Ron Pavlik says there will also be random surges of police officers patrolling around peak hours in the morning and evening.
And the randomness is key. You know, we don't want to do the same thing every day, day in and day out. You really want to create a layered approach, and whether that's through using our CCTV system better, again, our random explosive screening, our canine patrol officers. It's a layered approach, and it's not a one-stop shop.
Decision for increased security comes from a video released by ISIS that directly threatens Washington, D.C. Metro Transit Police Chief Ron Pavlik says riders should notice a stronger security presence in the days and weeks to come.
It's really about setting a comfort and creating that expectation and the perception that this is a safe system and then living up to that.
Russia is vowing retribution against whoever is responsible for blowing up one of its planes. The Kremlin confirmed today that the crash of a Metrojet plane that went down in Egypt last month was indeed caused by a bomb. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Tornado watches are in effect for much of the central part of the U.S. as a widespread storm moves across the country. Parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Kansas are seeing extreme weather that is expected to move into the eastern Gulf states today. At least 20 tornadoes have been reported thus far, while golf ball-sized hail fell in parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. There's also numerous reports of damage, including downed power lines and trees. The Education Management Corporation will return nearly $100 million in student loans after being sued for massive recruiting fraud.
EDMC operates chains of schools around the country under the brand names Argosy University, the Art Institutes, Brown Mackey College, and South University.
In a news conference, Attorney General Loretta Lynch said EDMC is a for-profit company which broke recruiting rules governing federal student aid. Lynch said the company paid incentives to recruiters based on the numbers of students they signed up for loans.
We are announcing a landmark settlement with Education Management Corporation, which became the second largest for-profit education company in the United States.
Attorney General Lynch confirmed EDMC broke recruiting rules governing federal student aid.
Two EDMC employees blew the whistle on EDMC by alleging that it was running a high-pressure recruitment mill. The more students a recruiter was induced to enroll in the school, the more money that recruiter would receive.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Points at one place and you at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See plenty.com/partners for details.
The World Health Organization has declared a global health crisis over antibiotics.
The World Health Organization has declared a global health crisis involving the overuse of antibiotics and the impact that overuse has on the rapid growth of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Dr. Mark Springer, the director of the World Health Organization's Secretariat for Microbial Resistance in Geneva, told USA Radio News why reducing antibiotic overuse is so important.
If you look at things like an organ transplantation or cancer therapy, they all require good antibiotics. And if the antibiotics are not working, in fact, that's the end of modern medicine. So that's quite serious.
The WHO has declared this week World Antibiotic Awareness Week. I'm Jason Wirt.
Actor Charlie Sheen is going to make what's being called a, quote, revealing personal announcement on NBC's Today show this morning. The announcement from NBC comes as the National Enquirer and TMZ report that Sheen is HIV positive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee to get it. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
November is Diabetes Awareness Month, and there's good news if you're mildly obese or overweight and suffering from uncontrolled diabetes. Research now shows weight loss surgery, also known as bariatric surgery, may be a safe treatment option for people who aren't considered severely obese. Dr. Ali Aminian with the Cleveland Clinic led the study.
Bariatric surgery is associated with long-term survival and improved quality of life in patients with obesity and type 2 diabetes. But the safety issue is a matter of concern among physicians and patients.
Weight loss surgery is often considered a treatment for people who are severely obese, but the safety of the procedure has been questioned for people who aren't severely obese. Cleveland Clinic researchers performed a nationwide safety analysis of overweight and mildly obese patients with type 2 diabetes who had bariatric surgery. Results showed that the surgery had a high degree of safety.
This data shows that the bariatric surgery can be considered a safe option.
Well, here's a bit of encouraging news to go right along with that warm cup of coffee you're having this morning. There's more proof now that coffee is not only good for the mind, but also for the body. A new study out of Harvard University finds that those who drink regular, moderate amounts of coffee are less likely to die from a number of diseases ranging from diabetes to heart disease. Research finds that the cutoff is around 5 cups a day, and even decaf works. Other studies found that coffee can help people recover from colon cancer. With more at westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 43 degrees right now in Flemington. Clear skies, calm winds, no precipitation today. Today is Tuesday, November 17th, 2015. Plentiful sunshine and a high of 54. Winds east-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. A few clouds and a low at 38 for tonight. And a mix of clouds and sun in the morning tomorrow, followed by clear skies during the afternoon. 61 will be the high. Winds east southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, cloudy with periods of rain. Thunder possible. Yes, thunder is possible. A high of 65. 10 to 20 mile an hour. Winds chance of rain 100%. Mainly sunny sky on Friday, but a high of 57. Saturday, partly cloudy skies 53. Sunday, considerable cloudiness. Occasional rain showers. A high of 46. Chance of rain 60%. Temperatures in our area, 43 in Reddington, 41 in Tewksbury, 40 at Clinton Township, 39 in Phillipsburg, 41 in Hopewell. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel of the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though. We're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter and Hunter County, New Jersey. It's Cat DeLuna with Busta Rhymes. One of them has a celebrity birthday day. We'll get to that and more on Good Morning Hunter and Hunter.com. Welcome to Tuesday. Isn't it weird? We have all this mild weather still. No complaining. No complaining at all. Hopefully it will last through Dickens Day, which is coming up next week. Got to get your traffic. Let's find out what's going on Hunter County roads from HERTTMA.com. Register with them to get your latest alerts. You can get the highways in and out of Hunterdon County, plus you can get all the local alerts as well. If you register with them, you'll get them on email. If you want to follow them on Twitter, you can do that. If you'd like to get them as text messages, they can't send you text messages, but you can convert tweets into text messages. All right, here we go. We have one early this morning, incident on 78 eastbound. That's probably all cleared up. Was at exit 18 at 6:18 this morning, and that is probably all taken care of. Yeah, in fact, it is taken care of as of 7:08 this morning. So that's all done. And an incident on Route 31 southbound in Glen Gardner at Main Street. There's an accident that came out at 7:17, and it's probably been taken care of as well. Everything else is good. Sunglasses, sun visors into the sun glare. Back and forth. Good morning, Hunter and Hunchiber Radio traffic. All right, so what's going on Hunchiber.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We'll have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30 talking with her about the markets, and then the rest of the show is an eclectic mix of information. And a rewind of Alan Liddell from Raritan Valley Community College. He'll be doing that from 9 to 10, talking to him about the theater over there and all the great things that they do. It's a really great interview that I did about 2 weeks ago, and love to replay that for you. At 10 o'clock, it's Tech Today. We're talking to a local technology consultant, and so you'll get that from 10 to 11. Some Things About Money with Joe, Jeannie, Michelle, and Tony comes on from 11 to 12. They're all from Pat and Heidi and Associates, giving you information about cash flow and how the weekly view of current topics is affecting the markets. Food for thought, Deidre Anderson's on at noon. She gives you recipes, how to cater your best event, and menus from certain restaurants, all there from noon to one. Meena Singh is on, Speak Up and Step Out, helping people overcome abuse and addiction. She does that as a coach, a radio show host, and the founder of the In Awe Foundation. The Hunter and Food Scout, Gary Malgiri, is on from 2 to 3, giving you information about various local restaurants and their current menus in and around Hunterdon County. Outside the Box with Mr. Sam Soprano is on from 3 to 4. Sam brings you information about how to reach your financial milestones. Joe Peters, Real Estate Matters, is on from 4 to 5. He's helping you understand how to navigate the real estate market, both residential and commercial. And then for your listening pleasure, coming home during the commute, 60s, 70s, and 80s music on Randazzler's Musical Journey. Greg Randazzo brings you that as a theme, and he does that every Tuesday from 5 to 6. That is the entire 100 Chamber of Com lineup. It's all there in the 100 Chamber of Com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, 100 Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with 100 Chamber Radio.com. We'll be right back.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Pat and Heidi & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Pat and Heidi & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
At the movie.
He likes bread and butter.
Bread and butter.
He likes toast and jam. That's why his baby feeds him. He's a loving man.
BrittanyLux.com. Celebration versions for the week and the day.
He likes bread and butter. He likes toast and jam. That's why it's
National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week. Geography Awareness Week. International Restorative Justice Week. National Nurse Practitioners Week. Perioperative Nurse Week. National Radiologic Technology Week. National Split Pea Soup Week, World Kindness Week, American Education Week, National Book Awards Week. National Farm City Week starts on tomorrow. For today, it is National Entrepreneurship Day. It's National Unfriend Day. That's right. Go through Facebook and unfriend those that you don't really converse with. Somehow you got them on your list, get them off. Petroleum Day, World Prematurity Awareness Day, and Homemade Bread Day. Nothing like good old homemade bread. Celebration Endurance is for the week and the day from BrownieLux.com. Pick something and get involved. Moving on to a little vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The Hunterdon County Democrat reports, the staff at NJ Advanced Media reports, that Clinton Bookshop is going to be the local neighborhood champion. Came out on the 16th, and it says that on Saturday, November 28th, the Clinton Bookshop will act as the neighborhood champion for Small Business Saturday in the town of Clinton, sponsored by the American Express. Shop Small is a movement encouraging people to shop at small businesses the Saturday immediately following the Thanksgiving holiday. What they don't say is immediately following Black Friday. Millions of individuals, businesses, and communities have embraced it nationwide. This is the sixth year this event has taken place, and the sixth year the Clinton Bookshop has been a neighborhood champion. This year, the bookshop has partnered with Clinton Guild to bring the wonderful event to the beautiful small town. The American Booksellers Association, of which the Clinton Bookshop is a long-standing member, has partnered with the American Express to also present Indies First, a national campaign of activities and events to support independent bookstores. First envisioned by author Sherman Alexie in 2013, it kicks off each November on Business Saturday, November 28th, when independent bookstores host authors as honorary booksellers throughout the day to help sell books, share recommendations, sign stock, give readings, and more. To celebrate, the Clinton Bookshop will host author, comedian, actress, and screenwriter Sarah Benacasa. Sarah will be an honorary bookseller for the day and will happily be finding the perfect book for anyone on your holiday gift-giving list. Sarah may even direct you to her new novel, DC Trip. The bookshop will be hosting hourly giveaways and encourage visitors to utilize social media to promote their own support on independent bookshops.
There will also be children's authors' readings from their books and signing throughout the day. It will be a very busy day for our local booksellers. For more information, visit the Clinton Bookshop online at clintonbookshop.com or on Facebook. The Clinton Bookshop is located at 12 East Main Street in Clinton. There you have it. That's just a microcosm of everything that's going to be happening in November 28th. If you are going out shopping on your holiday list, and we've talked about it time and time again, how there's a different money cycle. There's a different currency cycle that goes on when it comes to local businesses versus the big box stores, and how the local bookshops promote local business, local entrepreneurship, local employment, and taxes. So if you're trying to build and strengthen your economy, your local economy, that's the way to do it. And that is why that is vitamin C for today. All right, it's time for celebrity birthdays. Let's see who's got a birthday today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
And for November 17th, first of all, it's Uncle Ed. You know who I'm talking about, Ed Gable. You're crossing the 50 line today, so congratulations, Uncle Ed, and we'll talk to you in the very near future. All right. In addition to my brother-in-law, Ed Gable, we have Kara Hayward, 17, today, from Moonrise Kingdom. Jersey Girl Raquel Castro is 21. Liar Liar Justin Cooper is 27. Saw 3D, the final chapter, John Corr is 31. From X Night of Vengeance, Viva Bianca is 32. The Theory of Everything, Harry Lloyd, is 32. Model Girls, a loud singer. And that's Sarah Harding. She's 34. From Devil, Bojana Nokachovic, is 34. From Alphas, Azita Gonzada, is 36. Sherlock Holmes, Rachel McAdams, is 37. Step by Step at Santa Barbara, Brandon Call, is 39. Star Trek Into Darkness, Brian T. Delaney's 39. Dracula 2, Diane Neal is 40. Model and actress in Iron Man, Leslie Bibb is 41. Leonard Roberts is 43. The World Is Not Enough, Braveheart, Sophia Marceau is 49. America's Funniest Home Videos, Daisy Fuentes is 49. Cartoon Voicist in Family Guy, Ralph Garman is 51 today. Nip Tuck, Dylan Walsh is 52. Television personality, RuPaul's Drag Race, RuPaul is 55. Actor in Falcon Crest, William Moses is 56. 57th birthday of Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, and she's from Scarface. No Country for Old Men, Stephen Root is 64. Baseball Hall of Famer, Elvin Hayes, 70. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Danny DeVito, is 71 today. Saturday Night Live, Lorne Michaels is 71. Baseball Hall of Famer, Tom Seaver is 71. American Gigolo, Lauren Hutton, she's 72. Four Seasons, Royal Teen singer, Bob Coito, is 73. Wolf of Wall Street, Martin Scorsese, the director of that, and many others, 73 today. Gordon Lightfoot is 77. Jerry McGee is 78 from Hawaii. He was in the Ventures playing Hawaiian 5-0. And Rance Howard is 87 from A Beautiful Mind. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream.
I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Every highway let me slip away on you. Every highway you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway let me slip away. Slip away on you. Pages to the times I love best. I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama says sending thousands of U.S. ground troops into Iraq and Syria isn't the answer when it comes to defeating ISIS.
It is not just my view, but the view of my closest military and civilian advisors, that that would be a mistake.
At the end of the G20 summit in Turkey, Obama defended the U.S.-led campaign against ISIS. He called it a comprehensive, aggressive, and multifaceted campaign. Obama said, quote, the strategy that we are putting forward is ultimately the strategy that's going to work.
The United States, in partnership with our coalition, is going to remain relentless on all fronts, military, humanitarian, and diplomatic.
As Russia makes promises to fight back against whoever's responsible for blowing up one of its planes, there's word of two arrests being made this morning in Egypt. There are multiple reports that two employees at the airport where the Metrojet airliner departed from late last month before a bomb exploded on board have been detained and are being questioned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No, you get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
The World Health Organization has declared a global health crisis over antibiotics.
The World Health Organization has declared a global health crisis involving the overuse of antibiotics and the impact that overuse has on the rapid growth of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Dr. Mark Springer, the director of the World Health Organization's Secretariat for Microbial Resistance in Geneva, told USA Radio News why reducing antibiotic overuse is so important.
If you look at things like an organ transplantation or cancer therapy, they all require good antibiotics. And if the antibiotics are not working, in fact, that's the end of modern medicine. So that's quite serious.
The WHO has declared this week World Antibiotic Awareness Week. I'm Jason Wirt.
Actor Charlie Sheen is going to make what's being called a, quote, revealing personal announcement on NBC's Today show this morning. The announcement from NBC comes as the National Enquirer and TMZ report that Sheen is HIV positive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
November is Diabetes Awareness.
Everyone is searching for that perfect gift. Is it the half-off sale across town? Or maybe that store that opens at 5 a.m.? When you give from the heart, the answer's simple. The perfect gift, a life-saving blood donation, costs nothing but an hour of your time. By donating blood with the American Red Cross, you give a hospital patient in need the most precious gift of all, life. So as you flip through the circulars and scan retail websites, take a moment to log on to redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood.
A world with less cancer is more than a dream to us. We work for it every day. We take cancer patients and their loved ones by the hand. We answer their questions, give them guidance and hope, and the chance to celebrate more birthdays. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at morebirthdays.com. Together we'll stay well, get well, find cures, and fight back.
You're listening to
But it's, at least this group of women, we're not in competition with one another. If something's working, steal my idea, that kind of thing. Even though, as an industry, I think, unfortunately, there's still a lot of that competitive nature going on, which, again, competition can help, can help focus you a little bit more, but at the same time,
yeah. Yeah, you throw the adrenaline in there, and you start to get very creative to meet that that challenge, to meet that motivation. So, yeah, no doubt.
Exactly. Yeah, it was interesting. One of the sessions that we got to attend was the CEO of Nike and Serena Williams. And they were both like, once you're at the top of your game, you really want to stay there. So it's good to have healthy competition, but you always have to be coming up with new ideas and, working as a team and, bringing all of that together. And that's one thing I'm starting to see more and more of is the concept of, you don't have to be at it alone. You have lots of, have your team of other people that you check in with, whether it's people from your industry or from a bunch of other industries, and that way you can bounce ideas back and forth and help each other out and that kind of thing.
Cool.
So,
very cool.
Pretty cool stuff.
We could spend hours talking about this.
Absolutely.
All right.
I know you have a lot to share as well, though. But, as I was gone in the city, stocks were off over 3.5% for the week, so the volatility has definitely kicked back in again, and I think I mentioned this, last time we spoke as well. Once you start seeing a little bit of volatility, which is what we saw back in August and September, you start seeing a little bit more of it. And that's what we definitely started seeing over this past week or so. When you take a look at continued concerns over global growth, the weak commodity prices, the prospects of higher interest rates. Although when you look at the economic data, when you look at the employment report that we saw the prior week, signaling, that might be a good launching point to finally lift rates in December. But then when you look at things like the retail data that came in for October, when you had Nordstrom's and Macy's basically, coming in nowhere near people what they were expecting, it continues to a little bit mixed out there. If we take a look at, again, last week we had the first down week since September. We had consumer discretionary and information technology, basically the brunt of the selling pressure. We continue to have weaker oil prices. We had gold flat on Friday. Treasuries had a little bit of a safe haven, but all in all, it was a little bit of volatility going on throughout the week. And then if we take a look at, based on last week and based upon, what to expect between now and the end of the year, obviously the things that folks are going to be paying attention to are, is the Fed going to raise rates in December? Again, with continued mixed data, if they're sticking to what their measurements are, then, from what we're seeing, they really shouldn't raise rates. But at the same time, it's almost like the markets or investors are kind of pressuring, like, just do something. Then when we look at oil prices, the oil prices in the S&P 500 have basically shown a very strong correlation this year, especially over the last couple months. OPEC is going to be meeting on December 4th to decide production quotas, so we'll see what effects that has on the energy market. And then when we take a look at overall valuations of companies in the U.S., right now it looks like the markets are a little bit more fairly valued, but it'll be interesting to see, especially going into the holiday season, where investors are focusing. You know, one of the issues that, you know, we've talked about before is the fact that even though gas prices have been low, people haven't necessarily been taking that quote-unquote savings and redirecting it to other parts of the market. They've actually been saving it in savings, which, again, is a good thing, but it doesn't help stimulate the economy and move it more into growth mode. So we take a look at what's happening this morning. Unfortunately, based upon the events in Paris on Friday evening, the markets were definitely spooked. However, they've since pared back where they had been. As of a few minutes ago, they were relatively flat, up slightly. We just had the Empire manufacturing data coming in. That came in at a negative 10.7. So we continue to see weakness in the manufacturing sector, especially in this part of the country. Wednesday, we have Fed Open Market Committee minutes being released. So I'm sure everyone will be paying attention to those minutes when they come out. If we take a look across the globe, we had Asian markets hit pretty, relatively hard, especially on the tourism side. But we also had Japan's economy sliding back into recession from July through September. So that definitely affected the Asia-Pacific region. European markets were currently trading somewhat mixed. And then in corporate news, we had Marriott announcing that they're going to be buying Starwood for $12.2 billion in cash and stock. Amazing. And then Buffett's quote of the day was, "I won't sell anything due to the tragedy in Paris." So that's where we are. Looks like we'll probably be opening relatively flat and see where we go from here.
Okay. I also saw a headline that travel might be hit from the results of Paris. But we've seen this before. You might have that type of a dip and then... Most people just kind of say, you know what, it is a tragedy, but I'm not going to let it impact my plans. So there's a little bit of a grassroots movement to say, I'm not going to let the terrorists terror me or spook me. So
exactly, especially because with these crazy people, I mean, it could happen anywhere. And what you're not just going to sit in your house. I mean, it's awful.
Yep.
But at least people are sticking together and saying, hey, we're not going to, do what they want us to do, which is being afraid of everything.
Right.
So
right.
Let's just, continue on as best as we can.
Okay. Great to hear your voice,
right.
Michelle. Thank you so much.
All right. Good to be back.
All right. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle, Jeannie and Tony do Some Things About Money at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays, and they help me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning 100 and HuntingChamber.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning 100 in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All right, it's Business with Al. I have Al War on the line. Love talking with you every Monday. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks.
So
we're all looking forward to Thanksgiving. It's next week.
Yeah, can you believe that? What's your favorite side? I know you told me this last year. What's your favorite side of the Thanksgiving meal?
Well, sweet potato pie.
There you go.
Followed by pecan pie.
Pecan pie. You definitely have a sweet tooth, there's no doubt about it.
I do. Yeah, right. But you got to have the turkey. You know, Ben Franklin recommended that the turkey be the national bird, but we went with the eagle instead.
That's right. We got plenty of turkeys in Washington right now.
Yeah, that's true. You hit the nail on the head.
Thank you.
We still honor the turkey every Thanksgiving Day, but we don't have an Eagle Day.
Nope.
Unless you call 4th of July the Eagle Day. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So. Anyway, to get ready for Thanksgiving, everybody is running around buying a turkey, I suppose, or most people are.
Yep.
And I talked to Janet Madalena. Everybody knows Madalena's cheesecakes.
That's right.
And they have a big catering operation, which they can handle your party or a big event.
Mm-hmm.
But less well known is the fact that you can order your turkey this week and pick it up on Thanksgiving Day between 10 and 2.
All right.
Hot and ready to eat.
How about that?
With all the sides, all kinds of side dishes that go with it. You have to call Madalena's and order this week. I can't emphasize that enough. They have to have a week's preparation, and then they ask you what time your dinner is going to be, and then she can plug into a computer program, and that tells her what time to put your bird in the oven. So it'll be piping hot and ready for you to pick up on Thanksgiving Day.
Wow. No kitchen mess then, huh?
Yeah, you can get the whole thing. Everything's ready for you. You drive down to Madalena's. They're on Route 31 in Ringo's, and pick up your turkey and all the side dishes that you've ordered, and bring it home. And you sit down and you're ready. I don't know who does the cleanup, but.
All right. So my question: do they have pecan pie for you, Al, or not?
I don't
know. You didn't
ask? She has several types. I would imagine they have a lot of different cheesecakes.
Yes, I'm sure they do.
But I didn't ask about the pecan pie. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But they have it all ready for you to pick up on Thanksgiving Day.
Great.
And take it home with your family and guests or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new cheesecake called, she called it a graham cracker and chocolate chip cheesecake, which that caught my attention.
Yeah, I bet. I'm sure it did, Al. I'm sure it did. Graham cracker and chocolate chip. Okay.
Yeah, they also do a couple of other products that you might not be aware of. They do a cheesecake on a stick if you've been to the various fairs around or big events in Hunterdon or beyond, you might have encountered the cheesecake on a stick because they serve them. They're very popular at events.
Yep. Yeah, I have had one over at the community day. They had it. So, yep, I've participated in that. So
she also described a new cheesecake sandwich, excuse me, that that they have. Think of an ice cream sandwich, you know, two crackers with ice cream between. Well, this is two crackers with cheesecake between, which they are introducing. So
cool.
It's still, that operation is still famous for their cheesecakes.
Yep. And
you can find them at ShopRite, by the way.
Oh, cool. Wow, I didn't know that.
Any of the ShopRite stores in the area carry the Maddalena cheesecakes.
Excellent. All right, so you want to avoid the turkey mess in your kitchen? Order Maddalena's cheesecake, but you got to do it this week, right?
You got to do it by Thursday of this
Thursday
week.
Okay. And did they say you could pick, you have to tell them a certain size bird or a certain amount of people serving?
Well, you tell them how many people you're going to be serving, and then she'll tell you what size bird you need.
All right.
For that. So it's a different size birds, and that's why they go into the oven at different times. And if you want a 35-pound bird, then it needs to cook a long time.
Yeah. Have you ever had deep-fried turkey?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Yes. I did not cook it myself. Mm-hmm. Someone else cooked, the bird deep-fried, but I wouldn't attempt that, frankly.
No.
I put my turkey in the oven the night before and let it cook for about 12 hours.
Wow. My parents did that.
At a slow temperature, low temperature.
I know. My parents did that once. It was by the time you got to the morning, you were sick of smelling turkey.
Oh, no. I don't get tired of smelling turkey.
Okay. Good for you. All right. So we got Maddalena's. They'll take care of your
Maddalena's
turkey.
I also talked to, in Clinton, Fourchette. Mm-hmm. is a cheese place that opened 2 years ago, two years ago, on Main Street there in Clinton, and they also have cheese plates that come in different sizes depending on the number of guests that you want to serve. They'll prepare cheese plates for different numbers of guests. You have to order by November 20th, and you pick it up on the day before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So you can call Fourchette. Fourchette also, they have cheeses from all over the world. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to go and sample cheeses and then walk out with whatever you decide. But they also have olive oils and vinegars and also table linens from France. Wood serving pieces or cheese knives, the stuff that goes with cheese, but it is primarily a cheese house.
Okay, wow.
With cheese from all over the world. Clinton, they're on Main Street there in Clinton, and Clinton is doing their annual Dickens Days next weekend. They start the day after Thanksgiving and run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep.
It's an annual event with Clinton that draws big crowds.
Yeah.
The town is turned into a Victorian holiday village with all kinds of carriage rides and caroling and storytelling and music and so forth.
Yep.
You might, if you walk the streets and poke your head in the shops, you're likely to encounter Charles Dickens himself. Or Father Christmas will be wandering around on the day, and that they also on that Friday they have the community tree lighting.
Yep.
At I think 6 o'clock or 6:30, something like that, on the Friday after Thanksgiving next week.
I think that's one of the best things that Clinton does some really great things, but that one's got to be the most innovative that I've seen. Just a fabulous way of taking advantage early. Of the holiday season and drawing people in.
It really gets you in the in the mood.
Yep.
For the big season that comes up. But Black Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving, and most people I think know by now that Black Friday is the day that retail stores generally turn the corner from red ink to black.
Yep.
But for the year they start. They have 6 weeks to make the year, and so they can survive into the next year.
Right. Yep.
But there are a lot of stores up and down. Clinton, of course, is lined with all kinds of stores.
USA
and
radio
museums
news.
And galleries and restaurants.
President Obama
and so
says
forth.
Sending thousands of U.S.
All
ground troops into Iraq and Syria isn't the answer.
You
when
can go to
defeating
ISIS. Clinton, it is the Clinton not just Guild, my view, but the view of my...
closest military.
the details of what goes on. I talked to Carol Beda. Carol Beda is one of the
President Obama says sending thousands of
runs one of the oldest operations in town. She's celebrating 39 years this year, and she told me that there are 9 businesses in Clinton
at the end of the
that are still run by the original owners for more than 35 years.
That's amazing.
So there are